Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right, you ready to be sexy?
Good morning, sexy.
I got smokes. They're sliding into my DMs.
Baby, I'm in it to win it.
I don't want to watch people blindfolded during a whole movie unless it's porn.
I love porn.
Lube before sex.
Long time no see.
I know.
You want to get lubed up?
There are several things that can go wrong during a threesome when the cops arrive.
Hey, how's my big sexy side of beef?
You know, I'm trying to be more a vegan.
You want to taste the tuna?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to taste the tuna.
I don't want no nails in my tacos.
I have a great sex life with myself.
I know you want it to be like you're all Studley Wonderballs. You walk into the room and it's like, oh, somebody stuck a knife into a waterbed. That's not always how it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah, has anybody been paying attention?
It's another day in New England, kid.
I can't.
And now, it's all gravy, baby. Broadcasting from beautiful, safe, bright Massachusetts.
Somebody gives me herpes, they're in trouble.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
I don't even snap.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
Guys, stay woke.
This is...
I'm not stupid yet.
The Hillman Morning Show.
If you were to go home and start telling all your friends that you think the earth is flat because you heard someone on the radio say it, I would say you're an idiot.
With your host, Tom Brady's bestie.
Hillman?
No, for real.
Come on, man, we go way back.
Greg Hill.
I mean, I'm famous in the way that the mailman of the month is famous.
I'm a Hillman Morning Show fan.
The virtually indestructible Lyndon Byers on sports.
I think I may have him on some length.
But you're making my point.
You're making my point.
All right, let's get on point.
Sorry, you losers.
This old hockey player.
I love the haters.
First degree pranic healer.
Oh my God, I'm so blessed and lucky.
Danielle Murr.
Can't wait to get some of that deep.
Daddy wants you to wear glasses more often.
Can we have 1 month where I don't sound like a complete hoe to my mother,
nope.
Shoe?
No.
And first degree chronic smoker, Mike Shue.
I stand on a magical cloud. Surrounded by flying saucers and rainbows.
The smell of marijuana was strong.
That makes me sleepy.
He's dealing with the comic book community, and we're a rough bunch.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
We are the aliens.
They probably just look like uglier versions of humans, if that's possible.
Yeah, I think as we've learned, facts are not really that important anymore.
I'm not here to be liked. I'll be respected, though.
I'll just say this. As bad as it is, I'm having a good time.
Hey, old man. Good to see you, buddy. Say hi to everyone back in Boston for me.
Everybody,
hello.
Hey. Apologies in advance. I have the worst sore throat and the worst voice I have ever had in my entire 29-year broadcasting career.
I don't know. You've had a few doozies.
Yeah. Well, I started to get sick yesterday, and I thought that maybe a couple of Manhattans would cure it, but I don't think.
Was that what you were drinking last night?
Yeah. Well, by the way, we're broadcasting live from the casino. Lou, you got to turn my mic up because I can barely talk. We're broadcasting from MGM.
Amazing.
And we had an extraordinary night last night.
Oh, yeah.
I think the listeners really enjoyed themselves. I think our guests enjoyed themselves. I don't know where any of our guests are.
Yeah.
In bed.
No,
yeah.
Are they all in bed?
Yeah.
I know that at least Mike Hsu attended the burlesque show last night. And I'm guessing that was
phenomenal.
Really?
I had such a good time. The ladies were hot.
Who'd you go to that with?
I went with Monkey.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh,
I've never felt so safe in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. And he was over next to me clutching his Red Bull, getting all sweaty.
Yeah.
Did you guys do the popcorn box trick?
Oh, come on, LB. Monkey.
It's a burlesque show. Yeah. Someone's got to get a boner.
There was a lot of twirling tassels and glittery clothes being thrown into the audience. And at one point, one woman used a can of whipped cream, much like a penis.
By the way, first nearly naked woman that Monkey has seen in 50 years.
No, that's not true.
Yes, not true. Get him a microphone.
Good morning.
How was the burlesque show, Jody?
Very good.
Yeah, it was good.
Big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, the faces on the women with the husbands were incredible.
Oh, that's outstanding.
When they started getting a little innuendo and
getting a little
jokes.
Randy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
I love it. That's awesome, man.
Call a gentleman up with a cane. He almost fell over. Yeah. He did well.
One thing that you have to know about Monkey, he loves hotels. This is like probably your greatest. You love going to a hotel. You like the robes. You like the soap. You like the shampoo.
The shower, the pressure, the hot. Oh,
how about this? Can I just say?
It's a big shower head. Pressure of the water.
The casino's amazing.
I took four showers.
I just said to Hillman, the setup of the casino here is just phenomenal. And I'm talking from someone that lived in Las Vegas for 2 years. This place is Dalai Lama. It's unbelievable. The showers. God bless the people that picked the shower heads out, because I was in there this morning. I was up at like super early.
It doesn't take much to please LP. I was in there for a good
40 minutes. What are you talking about?
All right, we are at the Commonwealth Bar, which is right in the middle of the new MGM Casino, and we got lots to do on the show this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on, you could do it on the Framingham Ford studio line, or if you would like to text us, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. Let me give you the weather. It's going to be cloudy and 48 today. The current temperature is 29 in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. I brought the salad cream, and we're going to have the salad cream experiment at 7:20.
None of that sounds good.
That's what we're going to call it. The salad cream experiment.
Great band name, Mike Hsu.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it'd be a great
that's
band
an upstairs at the Middle East name.
Yeah. And we have LB's greatest moments at 7:50, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. LB's greatest moments of the week coming up at 7:50. What else? We had a great dinner last night.
Oh, my God.
Dinner was phenomenal. Awesome.
One of the best fillets I've ever had.
Chandler Steakhouse is where we went.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody was really. Was anybody acting up or anything?
Not at that point.
No.
Afterwards, let's say around 11:30 in the hallway outside my room, there was some type of chaos that definitely involved Natalie,
the up talker.
The up talker, because really? you can't mistake her voice. Yeah. it was something that went along the lines of, whatever. Shut up. Well, what do you know? And then there was some scuffling and a man's voice and another woman's voice.
Oh, boy.
I didn't want to get up and look. I was just put a pillow over my head.
Probably some kind of an Instagram post that went wrong.
Oh,
it went awry or something like that.
Yeah. I told you, Clarendon.
All right. What else do I need to tell you? We are about to get to, in just a few moments, the story of what a school nurse was giving out to students that was not vaccinations.
Oh, God.
So we're going to get to that coming up in just a little bit. Anybody win any money last night?
Yep.
I lost $20 in the Johnny Cash slot machine.
Really?
I couldn't walk by that and not play it.
Of course.
It was playing. I walked the line. I had to stop and sit.
Yeah.
Pumped in $20. And then I went over to the James Bond 007.
Oh.
Slot machine. Lost $20 over there. Yeah. It was fantastic.
And LB, you said you won money?
$20, the 777's slot.
Uh-huh.
$120, $400, walked away.
Really?
Walked away. I didn't get... I apologize to the casino. I should have dropped, you know, $350 and walked with $50. But I was solid. What do they call it? Stout. I walked away.
Danielle?
I think I'm up about 20 or 40 bucks. I was up and down for a while there, and then I won $300 on a video poker.
Oh, yeah. You love. I was watching you and the unicorn playing video poker. I
love
last
video
night.
Poker.
Yeah, video poker is awesome.
It is.
Yeah. That's the best part about Las Vegas. You go into 7-Eleven to grab like a Coke.
Excuse me, it's a gallon of milk and a pre-made submarine sandwich.
Yeah, and a roll. I'll get a $10 roll.
Yeah.
Why do you like the video poker so much?
Because I enjoy playing poker, but it's, you know, then I don't have to deal with other people and stuff.
Right. Yes.
And then I can play at my own pace. And it's, you know, it's also kind of a learning experience, so you can dumb down your bets and, you know, see what works and kind of get the whole rhythm.
But it's good odds.
Yeah.
You can walk with 4,500. You know, you hit a royal.
Right.
Boom. Yeah. See you later.
All right. Well, we got a lot to do on the show live from the casino. That includes Hillmail, which we're going to get to at 8. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now at 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. We have to find out if any of the listeners in the Lonely Hearts Club had a special Valentine's evening interaction with another listener, anything that we can report on. Well, when they all wake up and come down here, we'll find out. Who are you looking at?
One of our stout listeners.
Oh, yeah.
The rebel.
Made it down for the beginning of the broadcast. He's giving the thumbs down.
All right. Well, we'll give you all the details as the morning develops. And coming up in just a moment, Florida not like the rest of us, why one man's tax refund seemed a little bit off in Florida. And also, we will also get to what a British newscaster did to protest Brexit, which was it was popular with the male viewers, maybe not popular with the female viewers. So all of that coming up next as we bring you the show live from the new MGM Casino in Springfield.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Friday on the Hillman Morning Show, and we're hoping everyone makes it down for the morning after post-Valentine's Day broadcast.
Here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No. It means I was drunk yesterday.
Now, live from MGM Springfield, this is the rest of today's show.
Of the all-time great gambling songs right there, The Animals and The House of the Rising Sun. And that's the story of the guy who was gambling, and then every time he'd leave the casino, the sun was up.
Whoa.
I will say there are some hardos that on my way over here this morning to the Commonwealth Lounge,
yes,
I saw some hardos that were gambling away. They've been gambling all night.
They're still out there.
Yeah, they're still out
they're
there.
They're spinning that wheel.
Way to do it. Yeah.
They've been gambling since Tuesday.
They call it the long week.
Well, we're bringing you the show live this morning from the MGM Casino. And what a great casino this is. I like the way they did it.
It's awesome.
It's kind of New England style.
Yeah.
It's not like Vegas style. It's New England style.
It's unique.
But I apologize in advance for the voice. I had the throat that was killing me all night long. You know how you're waking up?
Mm.
I spent a very exciting night last night watching Shark Tank in the room. And the
I was waking up the whole night with my throat absolutely throbbing. I don't know if something must be going around.
It was probably that strange concoction you drank last night at the Chandler Steakhouse.
Yes.
It looked like they brought out a box. It was like something from Dr. Frankenstein's lab.
Yes.
It had fake smoke coming out of it. You couldn't even see what was. I thought it was a head.
No, it was like a Victorian bird cage.
Yes.
It was almost like they were going to open it up and some kind of a bird of prey was going to fly out.
Yeah.
But that's the way they serve their Manhattan. Jeez. in a smoky cage.
Why do they do it like that? I mean, it was awesome. Don't get me wrong.
It's impressive. Because you're here. It's an experience.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So
not just a cocktail.
We have a full group of listeners, none of which are awake yet. I do see Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid, who's awake, but it looks like she's eating breakfast. Shu, you can give her a break while she eats breakfast.
Yeah. Have some more bacon.
But we'll talk to her later, find out how her experience was here last night. Danielle, you were last seen with the unicorn. Do you know where the unicorn is right now? Or
no,
you,
I left the unicorn probably about quarter
in bed.
No.
You didn't leave the
unicorn. Much to your chagrin.
No.
Yeah, I had. She had gone off with a few other people to go have a couple drinks.
Couples? Did she head off with?
No, it was a smattering of individuals. I wasn't really sure.
Right.
So I'm not sure where she is now.
All right. Well, and what about Natalie? Has anybody seen the UpTalker?
Well, we heard her last night in the hallway.
Well, that's
she got in an argument. Right. It was like an argument with security or something. She was outside your room.
It seemed like about 12 individuals all yelling at the same time and scuffling, so I'm not sure what happened. But it was definitely her.
Texter says it was probably the remote that got me sick. We've learned that before, probably.
Yep.
Let's see. Here's... now I have to explain. I have to be a mixologist. What is in a Manhattan, a texter says. Very simple. It is bourbon and a little sweet vermouth. And it must have a Luxardo cherry in it.
Yeah.
It cannot have a maraschino cherry. It must be a Luxardo cherry.
And what was the bizarre glass they served it in? It looked like a...
Like some a bong. It looked like a bong.
I thought you were smoking something over there.
I put it on the Instagram Live. I went Instagram Live a lot last night. I think I'm going to go Instagram Live more.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was having fun with it.
You didn't even know what it was. You don't even know what Instagram
like,
is.
Why are you pointing your phone at me?
Let's see. Here's a text that says, leave it to Hill to order a $75 Manhattan. I don't know how much it was. This is Dave, who is joining us right now on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Dave.
Gregory. Good morning, sir. Happy Friday morning, crew.
How are you?
Great. Hey, you were talking about colds and the throat.
Yes.
Don't you think that it's been a rough winter so far? I've had this head and chest cold twice now. The beginning of the winter and the end of the winter.
Yeah, I think sometimes that the that when it doesn't snow as much, that somehow the germs don't get frozen. It's like, you know, how they discover the Black Plague still, like, living in parts of Antarctica or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think we've had enough snow. And so there have been, like, these flu strains that have been hanging around. I'm not an etymologist or anything like that, an epidemiologist or whatever, but that's just my guess.
You're an etymologist.
Absolutely. Well, the food last night was great.
How
about the sauce flight?
With
the three sauces.
There was one that was just frothy butter.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have just done shots of that all night. That was phenomenal.
I could do this. A texter wants me to just go Instagram Live right now. I suppose I could do that. Why not?
Guy, you can barely tweet when we're on the air.
Oh, I can handle it. I'm going to go Instagram Live right now. Greg Hill 107. That's Greg Hill 107. There. I'm Instagram Live. And we'll see if anybody's up this morning on the gram.
Yeah.
You can see I'm on the Twitter machine. And then I'm on Mike Shu. And then I'll be on Danielle and on LB.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to the MGM.
Yes.
Woo!
Let's see. Here's a text that says, last night on the news, they were saying that the flu shot is only 45% effective.
I never get a flu shot because I'm always worried that it's going to make me sick.
Even more worrying, I forgot if I got one this year.
Oh,
so I'm afraid to go get another one in case I get the double dose and my head explodes. Yeah, that's
You're almost as old as me.
Well, I always get blown away with the number of people that die from the flu every year in America. We're talking like over a million people.
A texter wants to know how you feel post Reaper pepper, which you consumed on the show yesterday.
That was a full almost 5 hour experience.
Really?
The initial burn in the studio. Wow. At one point, I couldn't stand up straight. It felt like I had a hot poker stabbed into my stomach. And then throughout the day, it felt like I was like I had done a million sit-ups, which I can't remember the last time I did a sit-up, but it was that kind of pain. It was more like a muscular cramping pain all day. And I have to apologize to a housekeeping about the bathroom.
I was just going to say, how's the hoop?
Oh, I'll tell you right now. I had nothing spicy at dinner last night. Nothing.
Those who are following along right now on Instagram Live want me to show Kayla. There's Kayla eating her breakfast. And they want me to show Monkey. Where's Monkey?
He's right there.
Oh, yeah, there he is. There's Monkey. Everybody always wants to see Monkey, Johnny Egan. And there's Danielle, who doesn't like to be on Instagram, probably. Are you okay with it? You're okay. You're fine. And there's LB.
Is this my good side?
Yes, yes, that's your good side, LB. Here's a text that said, after yesterday, I have been obsessed with the smiley face killer and watching the Oxygen series. Oh, I will say this. There is a local smiley face killer type thing in the news. A guy who went missing at a local sports bar, and then his wallet was found.
Yes.
It's right near the water, correct?
Right. It was over by the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Which is right on the river.
Yeah.
And his name is Akeem Bailey, been missing for a few days now. 23 years old, so that's right in the demo of the smiley face killer in the age range.
Yeah, yeah.
And the water right there. So, I don't know.
That's so bizarre.
Been missing for 3 months.
Oh, my God. Three months.
Yeah, 3 months. 3 months.
Oof.
So, all right. Well, we're
so
not,
come to beautiful Springfield.
Listen,
it's a great town.
Not only are we here at the casino, but we're also investigating the smiley face killer. Every road show that we do from now on, I want to have an investigation in the city of the smiley face killer.
That's okay. We all pile into the mystery machine and drive out to where we're going, and Shaggy and Scooby and Velma.
Here's a text that says, can you please show what Danielle is wearing for shoes?
No. Sure. No, charge that guy $3.99 a minute.
Right?
Yeah, that's why he wants to see.
He's naked on his couch.
How do you have you ever been an ankle model? You have nice ankles.
Right, thanks. I think I have kind of like little cankles.
I don't think you have cankles. I don't think so. We can head up. Is it creepy?
Angle is weird. I don't like this.
Is it going to be creepy if I head up your leg and then get up? Yes. All right. God, there's LB. Hold on a second. All right. And of course, this morning, I'm going to have to explain all morning what's up with my voice. I'm sick as a dog. I apologize. A texter says, what's up with Greg's voice? I got a sore throat.
That's what happens when you're up all night gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up.
You got to know when to walk away.
3 a.m. 3 a.m. Gambling till 3 a.m.
Gambling in which show to watch next.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, gambling on whether I should watch one more episode of Shark Tank. There was some kind of a Shark Tank marathon going on last night. Who goes, how old are you if you go to the casino and watch Shark Tank? Right? All right, I'm going to go off the Instagram Live right now, but thank you to those who tuned in. All right, we got to get to the news, and the news at 6:30 is brought to you by
Recovery Centers of America at Westminster, providing high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY. Learn more about RCA online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Brought to you also by the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. Come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine, now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Event Center. Show details and tickets at NewEnglandBoatShow.com. So it turns out that Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, most famously,
yes,
says that he found or came across, poor word choice, another sex tape of R. Kelly.
With Stormy Daniels?
No, with a 14-year-old.
Oh, with a 14-year-old.
Reportedly, a 14-year-old girl. Now, he says that he has turned the tape over to the Chicago police. CNN claims to have seen the tape. They claim that it's, quote, clear and explicit. It's about 42 minutes long. During the sex, the girl repeatedly refers to her 14-year-old stuff.
What?
She says the age?
Oh, yeah, she says it, and then talks about her business.
On the on that show, he's constantly making them call him daddy. Is he doing that on the tape?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Yep. Yeah. Well, maybe this will be the one that gets him arrested.
Hopefully,
R. Kelly should be in jail. There's no reason. There's two people who should be in jail. Three people: R. Kelly and the parents from Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, those my God.
All those people should be in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
And Roger Goodell.
Well, LB has a story about Roger Goodell. Some of the owners are trying to remove Roger Goodell.
Oh, really? Yes. I wonder why.
Yes. We'll talk about that. You going to talk about that during the sports?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with this R. Kelly sex tape. What else, Danielle?
We have a new member of the Pervert Teacher Association.
And now the Hillman Morning Show presents...
Sexual education. Haven't you learned that yet?
No.
PTA.
We're going to talk again about the parts of your body.
Pervert Teachers Association.
Damn it, where are all these sexed up teachers when I was a kid?
Hey, Brian, you want a mouth hug? The school nurse is giving them out in her van.
Oh, in the van.
All of a sudden, I've got a cold.
This happened in Maryland. 33-year-old Samantha Marsh worked at Crisfield High School and Academy.
Oh, this is extraordinary, this story.
Oh, yeah.
The school nurse. Who would have thunk? So she works there. She's the nurse.
She's the nurse. And she reportedly is accused of having sexual encounters with at least four high school students. All the incidents are said to have occurred off campus between March of last year and last month. We actually have some sound from Ron Snyder, who's the state police spokesperson, and he'll explain to us what the deal was here.
What we believe is that the students that she was allegedly involved with, she would pick them up in her van, take them to another location, and that's where the offenses allegedly occurred.
Did her van have a medical Red Cross on the side of it?
The van with the fold-down couch in the back?
Oh, yeah.
So the school nurse was walking around and providing or driving around providing these students with oral.
Yes,
okay,
fantastic.
Some kind of oral ambulance.
Yes, it was. It was an emergency. It was absolutely an emergency.
Wow,
it's the ambulance.
Oh, very nice.
Did you see the British newscaster and what she did to protest Brexit, Greg?
Yes. She took her top off in the middle of the broadcast, right?
Her name is Rachel Johnson, and she was doing a commentary on how Brexit will essentially leave Great Britain naked. And to make her point, she took off her blouse. She wasn't wearing a bra, but they did pixelate her boobies and blur them out so you couldn't see them. She was showing solidarity with a Cambridge professor named Victoria Bateman, who'd been doing nude appearances to make the same point.
What?
Seems like this is a trend.
Why doesn't anybody do that here in America?
Right.
What's wrong with my mic, Lou? I gotta go home.
No. Stick it out. Go play a few hands. You'll feel better.
How about if I get another microphone and we turn the other microphone on? It's 6:35. Why would we expect that everything would work? So the other person was doing nude appearances talking about Brexit?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does that here in America. Nude protests. Why not?
Yeah.
Only in England.
Yeah. Right.
Only well, in you England. Know the way. Hold on. If everybody did it back in our day, they were like 58 years old.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm good, Mrs. Cross. Right. Please put your top back on.
You made your point. Yeah.
All right. What else is happening, Danielle?
Let's move a little further south and get to Florida, not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
And now, another edition of Florida, not like the rest of us.
Just remember not to go out into actual Florida. You don't want to meet those people.
Well, a lot of you are maybe considering to start getting your taxes done if you haven't finished them already. I warn you to please be careful about what numbers you put where. There's a man in Tampa who managed to get a $1 million refund on a salary of $19,000.
Oh, he had a lot of deductions. Did he? He had a lot of deductions. A lot of donations to charity. Is that what it was?
Yeah, maxed out.
Gave his clothes to Morgan Memorial or Goodwill or whatever.
That toaster was worth a lot of money, evidently.
Yeah.
Ramon Blanchett is from Tampa, Florida. He's a self-described freelancer, and he submitted his self-prepared 2016 tax return, claiming that he earned a total of $18,497 in wages and that he had withheld $1 million in income taxes. Good for you. So now, of course, 2.5, 3 years later, the U.S. attorney filed a forfeiture complaint and said that, hey, you owe us a lot of money.
Right.
In reality, he didn't actually even make $18,000. He got like $2,000 from one employer and $1,400 from another, and held no federal income taxes from either.
I'm guessing that he doesn't have much of the $1 million left in the refund that he got.
Incredibly, the government has been able to take back $919,000 from a bank account that he had. So he's being a little frugal, but they did seize a 2016 silver Lexus RC that was registered in his name.
Well, you got to treat yourself when you fraud the IRS.
I mean, and not for nothing. What a dope. I mean, you scam that much dough.
Mm-hmm.
Move to New Zealand.
Right?
Yeah.
You got 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Well, he loves Florida. He didn't want to leave Florida.
Yeah.
But I suppose he thought, I'll give it a try and see if anybody's paying attention right there. I'll just write in $1 million was withheld and see if they give it back to me. And they did.
Yeah. That government shutdown worked in his favor there.
Yeah. Right.
That's awesome.
All right. Anything else going on today, Danielle, that we should talk about news-wise?
Yeah, so I'm sure you probably saw the news that came in late yesterday that Amazon decided to cancel their plans to build a new headquarters in New York. A lot of back and forth with the politicians and whatnot, and some people are really upset about it, including New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's blasting Amazon, saying that this is a ridiculous, it's ridiculous that they're essentially backing out and reversing their decision after promising so much.
It's because of AOC. AOC was complaining that they were getting tax breaks, and so Amazon said, forget about it. We'll go somewhere else where they won't complain. And we'll take the 25,000 jobs that we're going to provide with us.
Mm-hmm.
She's really crushing it.
Huh?
She's really crushing it.
Well, she doesn't like companies. She doesn't like, you know, I don't know. Who does she like? She likes those who are unwilling to work.
Yeah.
But other than that.
So when everybody turns out to be unwilling to work, explain to me. I feel like an idiot. Where does all that money come from?
I don't
know.
Where does the money come from? It comes from the 1%.
Right.
That's what it is.
But what if the 1% become unwilling to work? Then we're effed.
No, I mean, so you tell me how this is socialism, where she is complaining because a company's getting a tax break. And so that company takes their 25,000 jobs and goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that work? I don't understand how that works.
Right.
I mean,
providing the jobs, and that provides some revenue there. I don't understand that at all. May I say, though, come to wonderful Springfield.
Yes, sure.
The people here would welcome 25,000 jobs.
Of course they would.
In beautiful Springfield.
Of course they would. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we are here at a beautiful new casino, the MGM Casino in Springfield, bringing you the entire show live. Coming up at 7:20, we are going to participate in the salad cream experiment. I think we have some hash browns. Do we have hash browns or fries coming? Oh, we have French fries? Okay. We're going to dip the fries in the salad cream at about 7:20, the salad cream experiment. Salad cream, not sour cream. Can we get some sour cream also?
Sure, what the heck?
And at 7:50, it's LB's greatest moments of the week. You hear the best moments that LB had on the show this week. And at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back
So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And we will play your Friday Hill Mail voicemail messages back coming up at 8.
All aboard! All aboard! All aboard!
1, 2, 3.
Hit it!
Hey, Boston, it's Natasha Verma. I have more talent and more intelligence in my little finger than you do in your entire body. You're listening to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
We are coming to you live this morning from the new casino in Springfield, the MGM and the Commonwealth Lounge. And I'm also coming to you live right now on Instagram because we are joined by two of our guests this morning. The uptalker, Natalie, who was here with us last night, and Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid. You guys have to get right up to those microphones so that we can actually hear you. Hello, how are you?
I can't hear
myself. How was your... Hold on. Say hi to everybody on Instagram. By the way, to follow me on Instagram, it's GregHill107. GregHill107 on Instagram. So, how was your experience last night here at the casino?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was fun? Can we turn our microphone up, please? My Lord. It's up all the way? All right. Well, we're going to have to get a better one.
You'll have to be louder.
Speak up.
I'll have to be louder.
Did you enjoy it?
I thought it was fun. At first, I thought it was going to be like awkward because none of us know each other, and then it was fun.
It was, did you gamble?
No.
I have to hold the phone.
I didn't gamble at all.
Why not?
Because, like I told you, I was addicted to like arcades as a kid, so I don't want to get addicted to gambling.
Or you're addicted to Dig Dug or something like that?
Like that spinning light where you have to press it. I won that like way too many times, and I feel like I would probably just go crazy if I started gambling.
What about you, Kayla?
I spent the majority of my time in the hotel.
Oh, you did?
Like, yeah.
No gambling at all?
No, I did. After I took a little power nap, and then I came down.
What are you? Yeah. Power nap? Because were you?
I'm such a lightweight now.
Oh, really?
Such an old lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
A few too many drinks.
Well, you're used to eating like squirrel nuts.
Squirrel nuts. I knew you were so excited to talk about that.
I did want to talk about that because I overheard you having a conversation with the uptalker.
Yes.
About what squirrel testicles.
She was really disgusted
What they taste like.
They taste like eggs. They're good.
They taste like eggs.
I told her I'm going to cook some up for her. Yeah. She's not into it, but.
Great. Now I have to have squirrel nuts for breakfast.
Have a little respect for the gender, will you? Jeez, oh man.
Danielle loves squirrels. So.
I do.
So where did you eat those, by the way?
Where did I eat those?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, was it in the woods of New Hampshire or was it for a television show?
I was in South Africa. I mean, a typical Friday night for me. Eating squirrel nuts. Yeah. No, it was for Naked and Afraid.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. All right. So you did a little gambling?
I did, yeah. I was up like $150.
Really?
And then I walked away, yeah.
What were you playing?
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Yeah.
All right, good.
$10 minimum.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
So for you, it was a win.
Yeah.
It was a win.
It was.
And no gambling for the uptalker.
No gambling.
No gambling. Mm-hmm. What about, it was Valentine's night. Love was in the air.
I did go to the burlesque show with Tony.
Oh, you went to the burlesque show with Tony, our video guy?
Yeah.
Okay. How did that go?
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. And did you get involved in some kind of a confrontation?
No, I don't know what people are talking about.
Oh, no. I heard your voice.
Mike Schuster
was like 11:30, and I hear this. Shut up! That was your voice.
I was definitely on the phone, but I wasn't like in a fight with somebody.
Well, there was like a couple other guys like yelling at each other.
Maybe they were in their own fight, but I was by myself.
Okay, I'll check the surveillance.
I was just telling him I did because I know what number his room was. So when I passed it, I was like, "Hey, Mike Schiff."
Oh yeah, thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I probably woke him up, and probably Danielle, maybe.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. Here's a 978 text that says, I have a huge crush on Kayla.
Oh, hey.
I'm
just kidding.
Slide into
How's your health insurance?
Should they slide into your DMs? Is that what they...
Yeah.
Are you going to do Naked and Afraid again?
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Have they asked? Or you can't say anything?
No, I can't really say.
You can't say.
Yeah. Okay. But if they did, I would go back.
Now, when you do it again... Does it have to be more days?
Yeah, they have a 60-day one that they're doing. So if I was to go back, I'd probably do that.
You've done what? The
21 and 40.
21 and 40 days.
Yep.
And now this time it would It would be 60 days.
I know. I don't know if I can handle it.
Where is it? Do you know? Do they tell you where it is?
No, they don't tell you.
They don't tell you?
You find out like a week before you go out.
Yeah.
Didn't you get like all sorts of viruses and stuff?
I did. Yeah, that's why I would wait a bit. Yeah, I did 40 and I came home. I had dengue fever, rickettsia. Oh, I was in the hospital for like 6 months. It was not fun. Yeah.
Oh, 60 days.
Yeah.
Eating bugs.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I
binge watched it, I don't know, a couple days ago, and it is just amazing what they put you through.
It's crazy. Everyone's like, oh, I want to do it because then I can lose so much weight, but you don't realize that when you get back, you like quadruple your weight.
Wait, why is that? Why? Because you're so hungry?
Because you're like in starvation mode, so when you get back, your body just wants to save everything, store everything.
It's like at the end of dry January, Greg. And you're checking an entire bottle of Pappy.
Yes. And by the way, Naked and Afraid is the description of what happened to an older woman at the slots when you showed up.
Come on.
Did you meet any old women at the slots?
I was sitting next to a very friendly old woman at the James Bond 007 slots.
Oh,
we were having a good time. Yeah. She was showing me how to work everything.
Nice lady.
Very nice lady.
Grandma.
I gave her my room key. She never showed up.
Excuse me. Can I, cashier, can I get 100 in nickels?
Yeah. Pennies, LB.
All right, so we got Kayla here. You had a good time last night.
I did, what I can remember, yeah.
Okay, can remember, we got, and I'm on Instagram Live, we got the Uptalker here, and the Uptalker, you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, I thought it was really fun.
You had a great time. Dinner was good.
Dinner was really fun, yeah.
Yeah. And the burlesque show, like, have you ever been to a burlesque?
No, that's why I was, like, excited to go, because I love the movie Burlesque, so I was, like, pumped to go. I definitely, like, left a little bit halfway through, and I thought I was going to come back in because my friend was calling me, but then I never ended up going back in. But I saw a good amount of it.
If you were going to gamble, what would be the game that you would choose to play?
Well, Kayla and I were talking about it. Like, I only really know how to play blackjack.
Yeah.
And by know how to play, I say that loosely. Like, I know that you have to get close to 21.
Yeah. That's good.
You do?
Oh. I mean, do you have any money? I could show you.
Hey,
yeah. So I would probably do, like, slots.
That's kind of the odds. That's kind of the object is to try to get close to 21. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'm not a gambler. So I would do slots.
Ew.
But even some of the slots have, like, I don't read the directions. So I just, like, start pressing, like, buttons.
$50 bet.
And then nothing comes out. Right. And I'm like, what the heck?
You're
like,
not baking a cake. You don't have to read the directions.
You do. Because, like, sometimes I'll just put a $5 bill in and press buttons, and I'm like, where's my money?
Yeah. When it says zero, insert more money.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, you're awesome, man.
Are you guys going to try the salad cream? Are you?
That didn't sound creepy.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right.
I also want to win one of those WAAF shirts over there.
Oh, you want to win a WAAF shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. They would give you one if you asked them nicely.
Yeah, I think they might give you one. But
I might know a guy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Way to work.
It is 6:58, and I'm going to end that Instagram Live with the Uptalker and Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid. And coming up in about 20 minutes, as I mentioned, we will get to the salad cream experiment at 7:50.
It's so bad.
Up next, the salad cream experiment.
Sounds like a movie that they did about, like, some mental patients in the 1950s.
Yes.
That were,
like, electroshock therapy. Right.
They blended their brains and put it back in.
Ooh, look at this 617 text. The Uptalker is starting to grow on me.
Oh my.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I think she's growing on everybody. She was very popular at dinner last night.
And very loud.
Yeah. Shu, a texter wants to know if there's a bridge table. Like, you ought to go crawl your way around the bridge table.
Enough.
So you can meet some ladies.
Enough.
All right, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. 603 texter says that the Uptalker sounds like Aubrey Plaza. Who's that?
Oh,
Ceiling Eyes.
Yeah,
she's cool. I like her, so that's a compliment. Thank you.
Who is she?
The girl from Parks and Rec.
Oh, okay. Right. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's her. Her name's Aubrey.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, she was in.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of Judd
Apatow
stuff.
Mike and Dave Made Wedding Dates, which was a hilarious movie.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a controversy in the news today that the Uptalker might be good to comment on. and that is that the daughter of Kim Kardashian West.
Which daughters? Chicago?
Literally the only time you will hear that clarification question on this show.
The seven-year-old has a boyfriend.
North?
I think so. Is North a girl?
Yeah, she's a girl.
Okay.
Her name is Northwest.
She has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend took her on a date for Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
To go to a Tiffany.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.